Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele, and today we have a pretty good little news story here. It's making me happy. The first thing we will talk about is this. There's dogs barking everywhere. Things are going crazy. Mass hysteria. Here we go. Basically, I'm just allowing the page to open up. So, hey, how are you? Okay, I'm back. Enyo County Public Health rescinds the indoor order mandating face coverings. That is effective Wednesday, February 16th. So, Wednesday, February 16th, you can take your mask off, people. The Enyo County Public Health Officer order requiring masks for all individuals in indoor public settings will be rescinded next week, and Enyo County will align with the state guidance for use of face coverings due to a significant decrease in cases locally and statewide. The local order will end at 11:59 p.m. Tuesday, February 15th. A local health officer order can be more restrictive, but not less restrictive than a state health officer order. For this reason, there will still be masking requirement throughout Enyo County in high-risk settings as identified by the California Department of Public Health. Masking guidance for the public under the state guidance masks are required in the following locations for all individuals, regardless of their vaccination status. What that means is these people will still be wearing masks indoors, but normal situations, you don't have to anymore. So, the places where you still will is healthcare settings, indoors and K-12 schools, childcare, emergency shelters, cooling, heating centers, long-term care center, and adult and senior care facilities, homeless shelters, state and local correctional facilities and detention centers, on public transit, so airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, rideshares, and in transportation hubs, airports, bus terminals, marina, train station, seaport, or other port, subway stations, or any other area that provide transportation. Additionally, masks are required for unvaccinated individuals in indoor public settings and businesses. Examples include, but are not limited to, retail, restaurants, theater, family, entertainment centers, meetings, state and local government office serving the public. Fully vaccinated individuals are recommended to continue indoor masking, but when the risk may be high. No person can be prevented from wearing a mask as a condition of participation in an activity or entry into a business. So, what's that saying? If you're vaccinated, you do not have to wear a mask indoors in most situations other than the ones I listed there. So, go get vaccinated. Nobody wants to wear a mask anymore. Let's get on to the next thing here. I do want to talk about my favorite place in Mammoth for pizza. That is Giovanni's Pizza. Went there last night. It was fantastic. Watched some figure skating. That stuff's always pretty interesting, I would have to say. but it went pretty well. But hey, the pizza and the beer were fantastic, and I think that's the point. So everybody, when you are in Mammoth, head up to Gio's Pizza. Get some. I got pepperoni because I'm lame, but Amy got the Gio's Pizza, and that's pretty good. Pretty good stuff, I have to admit. Okay, what else do we have here? And Bishop City Council has a meeting February 14th. If you'd like the agenda or anything, head over to Eastern Sierra Now and get that. There is a free dump day, February 12th. So that is this upcoming Saturday. It's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it is at the Big Pine Paiute Wellness Center. You can dump off household waste, yard waste, glass, wood, metal, appliances, TVs, mattresses, furniture, recyclables. Don't bring commercial waste, hazardous waste, tractor, heavy equipment tires, bodies, pesticides, herbicide, chemicals, sharps, and disinfectants. If you caught that in there, I added the bodies because I think I'm funny sometimes. But yeah, they don't want those, so don't bring them. Tires will be accepted at the Big Pine Transfer Station, limit 9 per trip. So you can take your tires out to the Big Pine dump. Don't bring them to the Big Pine Center there, the Paiute Wellness Center. So if you have questions on that, call 760-881-7730. And remember, let's clean California. And there's an exclamation point on that, so it's a pretty big deal. Okie dokie. As soon as the internet loads here, I'll give you some more stuff. There's a mammoth snow report. I could save you the time. There's no snow, so don't worry about it. It's going to be the same as it was last time. 202 through 271 inches so far. There's 7 parks open, 25 lifts, 165 trails. And there is a 68 to 135 depth, base depth right now. So that's cool. So looking forward to another fun weekend of sunny, hot laps. Get up to the mountain early for some first chair groomers or come and catch some air in the parks. If après activities are more your speed, join us this Friday and Saturday at Main Lodge and Canyon Lodge for drink specials and free samples at the après all day with Athletic Brewing Company. I added that last part there because, again, I think I'm funny. With snowfall on the radar early next week, we are excited for the potential of a conditions refresh. Let's hope. And last but not least, and this is a big deal, so everybody pay attention to this. Paying attention? High Sierra Energy Foundation needs your input. The High Sierra Energy Foundation is a member of Southern California Edison's SCE Climate Resilience Leadership Group. The group is composed of community-based organizations in regions that are defined as disadvantaged, vulnerable communities that may be disproportionately affected by climate change. The group is soliciting input from community members on SCE's wildfire mitigation measures to protect critical electric infrastructure in the Bishop area. Please join a virtual meeting on Tuesday, February 15th at 6 p.m. or Thursday, February 17th at noon. If you can't join the meeting, please provide input via a short survey. You can get links to the Zoom or the survey at EasternSierraNow.com. So head over and do that, please, and it will be going through, I think they said, March 1st. So if you can't make the Zoom, just get the link for that. Just fill out the quick survey and send it in. That's all they're asking, and this will help a lot. So thank you for that. And then last but not least, I just wanted to point out one more time that the play Lovesick is happening this weekend. I'd tell you all about the Tom's Place one, but it is sold out, so sorry, you're not going to go there. Unless you're already signed up for that, then congratulations. So that is tomorrow. But Warming Hut on the 14th and Dos Alice are both still available. If you'd like tickets, call Warming Hut at 970-581-8856. And if you would like Dos Alice, please call 760-965-0345. We're going to call that for the news today. Main reason is because I have people waiting on me to start rehearsing for the play. So they're staring at me and it's weird. So we're out of here. Thank you for listening to Eastern Sierra Now. And remember to take that survey for High Sierra Energy Foundation. Head over to Eastern Sierra Now and check that out. Thanks, guys. And remember, Gio's Pizza. Head up there. Talk to you later.